It was called a suspicious device when it was found in the aisle of a South Coast Walmart a month ago. Oxnard police and firefighters didn't know exactly what it was, but it had a bowl with some bubbling chemicals. Now investigators say not only have they determined it was intended to be a chemical weapon, they've made an arrest.
It was capable of emitting a chemical that the Center for Disease Control deems life-threatening. So we took it as a very serious incident.
That's Oxnard Police Assistant Chief Eric Sonstegard. He describes what Oxnard Police and firefighters found June 18th in the Walmart on the 2700 block of Saviors Road.
When our personnel got inside, they found what appeared to be some type of improvised chemical device. And so they evacuated not only the Walmart, but some of the surrounding stores. And ultimately, the fire personnel were able to render the device safe, but it did appear to be an improvised chemical device constructed with materials that were found inside the Walmart store.
No one was hurt. Sonstegard says a more than month-long investigation answered the question of who was behind the attempted attack, leading to an arrest this week. But the why behind it is still unanswered.
Do we know anything about the motivation for this? I mean, why Oxnard? Why Walmart?
We don't. The evidence led us to a 31-year-old resident named Martin Reyes. He's a career criminal, an extensive criminal background. He was actually in custody in the Ventura County Jail for unrelated charges. So when investigators went up and confronted him with the evidence, he actually admitted to the entire thing, told the investigators, how he made the device. A little of the motivation behind it, but we're still sifting through that. We're going to conduct some follow-up interviews. So the answer to your question is we don't know right now the pure motivation for why he did it.
Police say one of the most concerning things about the incident is the fact the 32-year-old man apparently got instructions off the internet and then found what he needed for the device in the aisles of the superstore.
It's our belief the suspect came inside the store with none of the materials and got all the materials from things they have on stock at Walmart.
Ingredients you use for other things, and you put them together and you're able to create some kind of a weapon?
Yes, absolutely. I don't know the specifics, but I mean, if you think about Oklahoma City and what you can do with fertilizer, there are devices and things that can be built from a combination of what we would consider maybe household or day-to-day ingredients. You kind of have to know how, and a vast majority of people just don't know how.
While the motivation for the device is still unknown, the assistant chief says it's a very unusual incident.
I don't remember an instance, certainly not. I've worked in Oxnard for over 20 years. I don't remember an instance where someone created a device like this. And it's, I'm hoping it's a one-off. We believe after talking to him that he basically learned how to construct the device from videos on the internet. So it's probably not something that's entirely uncommon throughout the United States, but it is not something that we come across very often or hardly at all.
Reyes, who, as we mentioned, was already in the Ventura County Jail on an unrelated charge, was arrested for the unlawful possession and manufacturing of a chemical weapon of mass destruction. Walmart's own global security team was also involved in the investigation so it could take steps to try to prevent future incidents of this type. Store officials told police that the six-hour shutdown caused a more than $120,000 loss in revenue. Lance Zerosko, KCLU News.